This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a magnificent Tuesday, we are going to have fun tonight. Cross my heart and hope to die. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails at some point because I know I've been negligent. There've been too much big news stuff I wanted to tackle, but it's not going to be for a little bit because I want to tackle a couple other things first. Yes, we'll get to the continued ICE talk. That's always going to be there. We'll make fun of John Cornyn. We are going to discuss race divisions in the country, how communists have and currently are using them. We'll get to all that, emails, the unbelievable expense of blue cities, what you're actually paying for with your taxes, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But we have to have a little talk first. It's just you and Daddy Jesse, all right? This talk may not be lovely to hear. I'm warning you right now. This may not be music to your ears. You may not like it. You may find it offensive. But you're not going to be able to disagree with it. So let's rewind a little bit. Donald Trump was saying, has said all kinds of things in his long, long public life. But leading up to his second election, Donald Trump was saying things repeatedly that people didn't like. Even some people who liked Donald Trump, they would say things like, that's too far. Why does he have to be kooky? What kind of things? Well, we're going to take back the Panama Canal. It's ours. We built it. We're taking it back. What? People who don't really understand the importance of it or don't understand what China had done there. They hear Donald Trump say something like that. It sounds, what are we doing with this for? I don't understand. When Donald Trump came out and said, yeah, it's not the Gulf of Mexico anymore. That's ridiculous. It's the Gulf of America. For a lot of people, maybe you. It almost seemed petty. Kind of small. Why do we have to rename things? Remember, Trump issued threats. No. That's what you're going to name it. Period. It's the Gulf of America. That's what it is. Period. Greenland. This is not something Donald Trump came up with last week and started talking about. I want Greenland. We're going to take Greenland. Military? What? I mean, I can't rule it out. We're going to take Greenland. I want to take Greenland. And do you remember? We had this talk, you and me, back then. Do you remember what we talked about? Pause on Donald Trump for a moment. I want you to think about something really quickly. I want you to think about Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great took over the finest army in the world. Alexander the Great then had to fight a bunch of other Greeks to get them back into line. Alexander the Great then moved on after he got Greece back in line, and he fought the largest empire on the planet, the Persian Empire. Enormous, enormous empire. But then he kept going. After the Persian Empire, the largest, wealthiest, most powerful empire on the planet, was defeated. After Persia was defeated, Alexander the Great, in his early 30s, late 20s, depending on your timeline, Alexander the Great was then one of, if not the greatest conqueror on planet Earth. Already, there was probably no one above him at that time. And yet, he kept going. It just kept going. Just kept conquering more things. Normal people like you and me, we can't always put ourselves in the minds of these people who are huge when it comes to world affairs, the course of history, the kind of people who alter the world. I can't understand that. I'm not that guy. You're not that guy. You're not that girl. We're not people like that. But I warned you. I don't know if you took it as a warning, but I told you this was coming, and I told you why. Donald Trump has been famous for all of his adult life. Donald Trump wants for nothing at all monetarily. He then chose to run for president of the United States of America. He became president of the United States of America. After he got an election stolen from him, he could have just gone back to Mar-a-Lago, golfed, private jets, you know, the rest of his life. Instead, he went out and got shot on the campaign trail, almost got his head blown off, not once, but two times, got arrested every other day just so he could be president again. And what I told you or warned you, depending on how you took it before, was Donald Trump sees himself, and to be frank, he is one of those kinds of guys. He's Winston Churchill, historically. That's what he is. A guy who alters the course of human events. Look, and some of these guys, by the way, are bad guys. Genghis Khan. Stalin was one of these guys. There are these guys throughout history who have accomplished things above and beyond anyone else on the planet or most people on the planet. And most of those guys who do those kinds of things actually do not find final satisfaction ever. There's always another mountain to climb, a country to conquer, a billion to make. They're just those kinds of guys. And they're guys who think about things in ways that you and I do not. Let me ask you something. I'll put it to you this way. You will die one day. You know that. Look, everyone has their own thing, but if I had to choose the way I would die one day as an old man, hopefully with a loving family surrounding me, hopefully not in too much pain, although it's not easy to check out of this world, and having talked to all of them one last time, I peacefully leave the planet. And then, do you know what I would like after that? It's just being honest with you here. I just want a simple tombstone. Here's Jesse Kelly, husband and father, Christian. Believed in Jesus. Hopefully he's in heaven. That's all I want. Oh, wait. There's one more thing, if I'm being honest. I want my sons to talk about me when I'm gone to their kids. That's what I care about. I don't care about podcast numbers or anything. That stuff's fine. None of that. But that's not what matters to me. That is what I want after I'm gone. That's what I want. Donald Trump wants his face on Mount Rushmore. We're talking about different people, different things. Donald Trump wants people for the rest of time to drive down Trump Boulevard on their way to Trump Hotel, driving by the Trump statue. Donald Trump wants your kids to pop into, where would he put it? Probably Florida, actually. To pop into the Donald Trump Presidential Library in Florida, where I guarantee you, in fact, I promise you this, Chris, write this one down for a long prediction because you know it's coming true. I guarantee you there will be a life-size Donald Trump sculpture that looks real that you can interact with, and he will talk to you and do the Trump dance and do the Trump sayings. Donald Trump thinks about things, aspirational things, that baffle normal people like you and me because we don't think like that. I'm fully admitting to you right now, I do not. And I'm an extremely ambitious person, like I hope you are. I want to succeed. I want to be the best at whatever I'm doing. Me, Chris, Corey, we want the radio show to be the biggest show in the country. Of course, we're not sitting around here. Well, we got it made. We're good to go. We're aspirational, but not like that. So I said all that because I want to address the people. Maybe this is you. I know it's my normie friends because I've had to talk to them about it already. The Greenland thing. The threats, the everything else. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, I got to interview somebody today. I got to interview Sergeant Major Mike Vining, one of the founding members of Delta Force. By the way, you can watch it. If you want to watch that interview, we recorded it. You can watch it on my YouTube channel later. YouTube.com/@JesseKellyDC. That's where you find it. YouTube.com/@JesseKellyDC. Fascinating interview, but Vietnam veteran. Vietnam veterans are just, I love them. I have so much respect for them. Fighting in a hellish environment like that with such terrible political leadership in the country. Such a controversial war where the public wasn't behind you and they just went over there and fought like friggin' lions. And I have so much respect for them. The guy who runs Pure Talk did 2 tours in Vietnam. That will always be powerful to me. I like that they hire Americans. I like that they charge me less money. I hate Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, so that was another motivating factor. But I like that he's a Vietnam veteran. You want to switch to Pure Talk? You'll love yourself for it. Dial #250 and say save now. #250, save now. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, and I'm getting to them. I swear I am. I've been bad. I know I've been bad. I'm getting to them. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I'm addressing right now the concerns I'm seeing pop up about Greenland. Here's Scott Bessent from today.
So you do not believe that the EU or the UK have any retaliatory financial instruments or measures in their bag that the United States should be worried about?
No.
What if the Europeans are going to, they're putting troops there. What if they put tariffs down? But they can't do that. What? How serious are we about Greenland?
The president has said that he, on February 1st, will implement a 10% tariff if the Danes do not want to give up Greenland. And it is on the 8 countries that sent troops to Greenland.
Okay. Now, this is going to sound as if I'm defending what is happening with our attempts to acquire Greenland. And maybe it is, but I want you to know that's not my intention at all. It's not to defend it. It's to explain it in case you don't understand or you're upset. Donald Trump, remember we just snatched up the leader of Venezuela. Remember when we talked about the Monroe Doctrine? And don't email me. It's Monroe. I went to community college. I'll pronounce it any way I feel like it. The Monroe Doctrine. Anyway, it's the doctrine from James Monroe that said, hey, We are going to take care. We are going to control our Western Hemisphere. Why are we so hot on this? Why is this something the Trump administration is so hot on? Because our two major geopolitical enemies, China and Russia, have been moving into our hemisphere. They are not staying in the East. They're not just worried about the South China Sea. They are aggressively moving into our hemisphere, so they are right in our backyard if we ever have a problem. That is not the opinion portion of it. That is an inarguable fact. Our mortal enemies are moving into our backyard, so they don't have to fire a rocket from across town. They can fire a rocket from right behind your backyard fence. That's why they are here. The Trump administration wants them out. Therefore, we must control certain portions of the Western Hemisphere that we do not currently control. Greenland has an unbelievable strategic importance, as we talked about the other day. When you look at a map, look north of it. That is a critically important sea lane, and militarily, it's very, very, very important on top of the minerals and other things. Which brings me to what you may be saying right now, what I've heard repeatedly, and what I have heard from my normie friends who say this. Maybe this is you. But it doesn't belong to us. What are we just going to take someone else's place? It doesn't belong to us. You can't just, I actually heard verbatim from my friend. Verbatim. His name starts with a D. I hope he's listening right now. I'm not going to name you, buddy. You can't just take other people's land. Okay. All right. Whether or not you agree with Greenland or Donald Trump, you have to acknowledge something. If you are an American, if you live in the United States of America, no matter how old you are, you have lived your entire life where there has been peace from foreign nations in our homeland. You have never once, as an American, woken up and worried, are the Chinese going to come in with their army tomorrow? Maybe the most extreme you've ever had to experience is possibly, if you're old enough, the Soviet Union launching nuclear weapons at us. But that is treated as a major story in American history. Do you know why? Because it's so rare. No one can touch us here. We're safe. We live in a world where you shouldn't take other people's land. You can't do that. That wouldn't be right. And maybe you believe that. And maybe you're right, by the way. But I will argue this. That's incredibly naive. You and I have both been so blessed to live in the country we've lived in, but we are not the norm. Do you understand that? All throughout the history of mankind, in every part of the world, lands are changing hands. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but gosh, that really nailed it. Chris, make sure you write that one down. Lands have been changing hands. They always have been, and they always will be. No, nobody has walked into Hawaii and taken it from us, but the Japanese were going to give it the old college try until we stopped them at Midway. Lands change hands all the time. It is not at all for a guy like Donald Trump. It's not at all an unreasonable or ridiculous thing to say, hey, we want that. That's important. Let us buy it from you, or I'll take it. That might make you uncomfortable. I understand that. That's how the world works. That's how it's always worked. All right? We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. We are talking now, in case you're just now joining us, about Trump's plans for Greenland, and it may make you uncomfortable. I don't like it. Why is he talking like this? We don't threaten a NATO ally, but we don't do that. Are you trying to say that you want to take lands that don't belong to you? Yes. I'm not going to speak for Donald Trump. I'm not qualified to do so. Me? Yes. How did you think we were going to take back control of places that China and Russia have moved into? We had this talk last night. So let's piggyback off the talk we had last night. It was about deportation and how the public is starting to get uncomfortable, at least a little bit, with deportation. And I explained last night that there is no way to remove somebody from a place who doesn't want to be removed without violence. I know violence is treated as a dirty word, but violence is required to remove somebody from a country, from your house, from a club, from anywhere, if they don't want to go. You or a bouncer or the cops are going to have to do some kind of violence on that person to get them out. I know it's a dirty word and it's uncomfortable and there's always a woman in the background yelling, "Stop, guys!" But violence is how the world works, how it's always worked. And lands, how do you think we got a country here? You know that the Constitution did not give us the United States of America, right? The Federalist Papers, the Declaration of Independence, none of those things gave us the United States of America, not even close. Brave men grabbing a weapon, shooting British people in the face, that's the reason you have the United States of America. They had it, we wanted it, and we killed them to take it. Mexico. Mexico is no longer under the thumb of Spain. Why? And look, pick your plot of ground. Why? Why is it no longer under this regime or that regime? Why? Violence. Oh, Jesse, but how could you talk like that? That's not biblical. Yeah? Let me ask you something. Not biblical, huh? What did the Israelites, when they left? Pharaoh was mad about it, so he got drowned in the Red Sea. But the Israelites, they left, and they wandered in the wilderness, and they were heading towards the Promised Land. You remember that, right? When they got to the Promised Land, well, the Promised Land is some choice ground. God wouldn't exactly promise his people crappy ground. The Promised Land is unbelievably fertile, flowing with milk and honey. Was it empty, Promised Land? It wasn't, huh? There were people there. Did God tell the Israelites to buy it? Is that what he told them? A little fuzzy on my Old Testament. Maybe it's been a while. Did he tell them to be really nice? When they got there and they found other people there, did God say to the Israelites, you know, we don't take other people's stuff? Is that what he said? I'm a little fuzzy. Hey, Chris, this is your area too. Is that what God told the Israelites? That's not what he told them, huh? People had to die for that. Violence. I understand that we convince ourselves, and all human beings have always done this, by the way. Don't think that makes you or me stupid. We convince ourselves that we are past old times. We're beyond old times. Things aren't like that anymore. Really? They aren't. You want to go over the last, we don't even have to go ancient. 50 years, which is nothing historically, of human conflict on the planet. Lands changing hands. We're never past that. The era of conquest is never, ever, ever over. We can lie to ourselves. We're better than that. We're past that. That's the old days. Come on. You don't have to love what Donald Trump is doing in Greenland. In fact, you can hate it. But Donald Trump intends to seize back control of the Western Hemisphere. And just like deportations, oftentimes it can't be done nicely. If there's a piece of land someone else owns or controls, and you want to own it or control it, it's going to involve some things. And I've already told you, we're just going to buy it in the end. Oh, this hand-wringing, and you can't do this and can't do that, and we're going to send 15 troops from Norway. We had to fly them commercial because we don't even have military aircraft. But anyway, you're in trouble, Donald Trump. Oh, come on. And everyone's going to threaten everyone now. Europe's threatening us. Well, we'll tariff you.
So you do not believe that the EU or the UK have any retaliatory financial instruments or measures in their bag that the United States should be worried about?
No.
No, they don't. But what are we going to do?
The president has said that he, on February 1st, will implement a 10% tariff if the Danes do not want to give up Greenland. And it is on the 8 countries that sent troops to Greenland.
You, me, we're trying to make sure our name gets stamped on a decent tombstone with a decent burial plot one day. And Lord willing, if we're lucky, our children speak fondly of us when we're gone, and they tell their children about the lessons we taught them and how great we were. That's the only legacy I'm ever going to leave behind that's worth anything. And you're probably going to leave the exact same thing. Donald Trump-like people don't think like that. They just don't. You wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning, and I think to myself oftentimes, have I taught my sons enough? Can I teach them something today? Is this an opportunity? The other morning, I was schooling James on the best ways to cook bacon in a frying pan. Stupid, right? I know it's stupid. I loved it. So did he. We sat there. He was proud as a peacock with his own plate of bacon that he made. That, for me, that's the kind of legacy I care about. I want that young man to be 44 one day. I'll be dead. I want him to be 44 one day making bacon, and I want him to think to himself, my dad taught me that. Maybe he even turns to his sons and says, it's time for you to make bacon. Let me show you what my dad taught me. Donald Trump knows he's going to die. He wants people to talk about how he acquired Greenland and took out Venezuela's president. They don't think like we think. It's hard for normal people to understand those kind of people. And I don't understand them because I'm not that way. I'm not telling you I'm one of those guys. You wouldn't understand us. I'm not like that either. But that's what's happening out there. And that's why it's happening. And it's not always a nice process to try to take back control of something you've lost control over. If you're angry with Trump, fine. You don't have to love him. Do reserve some of that anger, though, for all the past presidents, Republican and Democrat, who sat back on their corrupt hands while evil Russia and evil China moved into the Western Hemisphere and set up shop here. They're the ones who brought us to this place. Now, we got to dig our way out. Now, I'll give you some emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I just have a desire to chop through a bunch of those tonight because the stack has gotten huge. That means I've been negligent and talking about other things. Jesse, I'm used to what the global communists do and what they're saying about Trump's pursuit of Greenland. We should have taken Canada 200 years ago. We should have left Europe to the Nazis. But look, I don't necessarily agree with all that, but look, to your point, you know, we tried to take Canada, right? We tried to take Canada. We failed. The Canadians were too tough, too ready. They fought us off, and we failed to take Canada. And you know what? That's how it goes. That's how it works. Are you strong enough to stop somebody from taking what's yours. In the end, that is what governs. You mentioned the Nazis in Europe. You're not wrong. Look, nobody's going to sit here and wave pom-poms for Adolf freaking Hitler, but Adolf wanted Europe and took Europe. Period. He had a magnificent army. He took it. And, by the way, tried to bomb Britain into bending the knee, and Britain said, nope, not going to do it. And then he tried to invade with his air force, and Britain had enough studs up there, and they said, nope, shot down all those British planes with the aid of a lot better radar. Britain stood. That's how the world works. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked. Like these European countries, if we have to criticize them, and I do criticize them all the time, I'm actually not going to criticize them for opposing our Greenland efforts. I understand. You like Denmark. You like controlling Greenland. You like that they have minerals. And Europe doesn't want to give that up. And they certainly don't want to lose any ground to the big evil Americans. I totally get that. You sent German troops to Greenland on a commercial airliner you had to charter because you couldn't militarily bring them there. The United States of America has the ability to send an entire fleet with Marines and Delta Force down to Venezuela and take their president out of a secure compound in the middle of the night without losing a man. Europe, if you're upset, I understand that, but perhaps spending all of your time, the last 70 years or so, give or take, passing these socialist programs for your people while not spending two nickels on your military and importing Islamists en masse to gang rape your women, maybe that didn't leave your country militarily ready to do anything about it. There are 300 million people in America. There are 500 million people in Europe. In Europe, I don't care how much they squeal. I don't care how much they complain. If we actually feel like militarily taking Greenland, and I don't believe we're ever going to do that, you know what Europe can do about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know why? Because you got soft and weak. And you, Europe, you forgot the way the world worked. Oh, those socialist goodies you hand out to your European citizens makes you super popular at home, right? Free this and free that. Hey, retire at 49. Free. Oh, military? Oh, that's not important. America's got that. America runs NATO. America's going to handle that. We want socialist programs, and that's fine. But when it comes time you need some fighting men, they're gone. They're not there. That's the way the world works. Hey, Jesse. And by the way, when people say, I love when people say this because you'll get people, we're already getting emails and people will say things like, oh, so I guess you'd be okay if China took an American state. Don't play dumb with me. No, I wouldn't be okay with it because I root for America and I root against China. I've chosen a side. Ah, but we're the same. No. America's better than your crappy country. We're not the same at all. America's my country. I love it very much. And I believe my country should be allowed to do things and your crappy country should not be allowed to do things. Ah, but you're ahead. No, you don't understand. I don't care what you say to me. I have a side. My side is the United States of America. You could take your crappy country, roll it up in a tight wad and shove... never mind. They aren't trying to protect criminals, this guy says. He's talking about deportations. They aren't trying to protect the criminals being grabbed now, although the normal people sees it that way. They're trying to derail what comes next once ICE starts running out of the worst of the worst. It seems to be working. Well, there's something to that, and we'll get to a lot more of this ICE stuff now because it's not slowing down, of course. It's picking up. Here's Don Lemon talking about the church that he helped invade.
And there's a certain degree of entitlement. I think people who are, you know, in the religious groups like that, it's not the type of Christianity that I practice, but I think that they're entitled, and that that entitlement comes from a supremacy, a white supremacy. And they think that this country was built for them, that it is a Christian country, when actually we left England because we wanted religious freedom. It's religious freedom, but only if you're a Christian and only if you're a white male, pretty much. And so, yeah, I absolutely 100%, but it's an intimidation tactic. And, you know, I said, I don't understand how I've become the face of it when I was a journalist. I do understand that I'm the biggest name there. And I'm also, as I was on with my producer.
That was probably Don Lemon. Ooh, ugh, sounded wet. Anyway, it's getting worse. Here's Zoran Mamdani.
You know, I am in support of abolishing ICE, and I'll tell you why. Because what we've...
Here is, give me a second here. Chris, you could have put this one in bigger letters. This is Rep. Raja Krishnamurti. Anyway, here it is.
I want to abolish the funding and Trump's ICE. I think that in theory there should be Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, but not the way that it's happening now. This is completely unacceptable, what's happening right now.
Minnesota State Rep. Aisha Gomez.
Our two largest cities have filed suit to stop this incursion, this invasion by heavily armed, brutal, violent, secret police. I don't know how else to think about it. I mean, they murdered.
So let's talk about this, shall we? What is a strategy that's being laid out here? Yes, they're trying to throw sand in the gears. There's no question. But how's this going to work? How might it work if we're too weak and stupid? Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.